joining us now is the former Culture Secretary, Nadine Dorries, who has got a very hard-hitting and somewhat saucy new book out. Nadine, lovely
saucy.
To see you.
Downfall, the self-destructing search
party. It's the first time it's been described as saucy.
Well, there is some pretty strong sex
there. Yeah.
Group gay sex?
That's a very small part of the book. Can I just mention that?
Sure.
It's the bit everyone's like lighted on
it's on the front cover insert.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Well, that's HarperCollins. They're very good at their marketing.
Exactly.
But it is one chapter. It's very difficult. So it was, I was given a lot of information. I didn't want to write another book after the plot, a book about, you know, how Boris Johnson was removed. How a democratically elected Conservative Prime Minister, the most successful in 40 years, with a majority of 80, and a manifesto and a vision, was removed by a group of MPs, I thought was enough to write about the Conservative Party. But then I got quite well known amongst MPs who want to give me information, and so I started to be provided with information, which, you know, once someone shows you photographs of a gay group sex party taking place in an office
in
Portcullis House,
yeah,
what can you do? You can't not write about it, you know?
Yeah.
And then it just went from there, really. I was sent screen grabs of a WhatsApp thread group call with the initials RN, which stand for Right Now. And there were two officers in Portcullis House where there are various activities. Now, somebody even said to me this morning, a journalist even said to me today, what people get up to in their private life is their business. Absolutely not when it's in an office,
this is, you know, on our time, basically. We're
being paid for by us. And can I tell you, having been an MP elected, how many times do I stand for election? Was it five times? Having gone into Westminster myself as an MP, there is no greater privilege than to walk through those doors knowing that people have sent you there. You've been elected by people to represent them. There is no greater privilege to be had in any role in this country. And the problem is that a lot of MPs, and I think it's been written about but more and more just recently, it's the change came with the 2015 intake, and then, of course, followed Brexit in 2016. And that brought out some of the worst behaviours in many people in Westminster. But it didn't die down after that. It got worse. 2017, 2019 intake, I think, had seen what had happened in 2016. Mm. Some of the, you know, really quite vicious attacks that MPs made on each other. And it just continued. Disloyalty is, you know, off the scale. And it's not collegiate anymore, Andrew. It's not like, you know, when I first got there where even if people are on the opposite side of the house to you, you could sit and have a cup of tea with them. You'd care for each other because you were colleagues in a workplace. There was a degree of collegiate atmosphere between all MPs. That's not there now. It's not even between MPs in the same parties.
Some would say it's not helped by people like yourself writing books like this. You're quite scathing about Kemi Badenoch.
So people have put that accusation to me, but actually it's other people, because this is a book of interviews with other people. And they have been, and the reason why is because the people who removed Boris Johnson were engineered to put Rishi in place. They're people who knew Rishi long before he was an MP, engineered to get Rishi in place. Then when, you know, they realised they were losing their grip on power, engineered to remove Rishi, the pasta plotters and Giovanni's, there, while they were doing that, they were engineering to get Kemi into his post. One of the problems with Kemi being in place, and I will just say that Kemi will have from this, you know, when this book publicity is out of the way, she will have my support. You will not hear a word from me against Kemi, unless she does something really, you know, untoward. I will support her because I'm a Conservative fundamentally. But it's the people who did all of that, who've removed all of the sitting prime ministers, including David Cameron, of course, by Michael Gove jumping on to vote leave, just knowing that David Cameron would have to resign if they won. Those people support Kemi. They're still there. Dougie Smith is still employed by Central Office. He's still running the candidates department. He's still basically running the leader of the opposition's office. As, you know, Michael Gove, Dominic Cummings, they're still there. They're more in the background now because I've outed them. And, you know, when the plot came out, Andrew, you know this.
Yeah.
People were sat here in the GB News studio. They're everywhere saying this Dougie Smith, he's a figment of her imagination. He doesn't exist. And he was being written about in the Sunday Times this week.
Yeah.
You know, the party fixer, Dougie Smith, mainstream now. That's because I outed him in the plot. So when you say, should I? Yes, I should. Because these people need to be exposed. Transparency, sunlight is the best disinfectant, and it actually needs to be out there.
And you're predicting, Nadine, the party you've been associated with, member for years and years, is on the verge of extinction.
So, yeah, it's really interesting, because I met with Nigel Farage. We were at a party together last week, and he said to me, you know, I'm Boris now, which we had a giggle about, but he also said to me, I'm going to destroy the Conservative Party. And I didn't say to him, no, I didn't laugh, because, you know, we've got 121 MPs, the Liberal Democrats have got 70-plus MPs, and there's a huge problem now at the moment, which I don't think many people realise, and that is that Labour have completely messed up. They are going to be a one-term party government. That is, we know that now. They are not going to be elected again. They've targeted one group after another, whether it's pensioners or farmers or, you know, tax rises, small businesses. They've damaged too many people too fast. And the Conservative Party can go one way or the other. It can die now, or it can thrive. And the problem is, because Boris has left the political stage, it's a vacuum which Nigel is filling, and Reform are very organised. They're organised on a regional level. They're doing very, very well. And many Conservative MPs are, and that I've spoken to, absolutely believe that all we have to do is sit back and it will be the Conservatives for the taking, because all of those people who went to Liberal Democrats and went to Labour will come back to them. Well, here's a fact that when you tell Conservative MPs, they're a bit fish-mouthed about. And that is, we have constituencies which have had Conservative MPs for a considerable time, which this time, just months ago, turned to Labour, where now Reform is polling more than the Labour MP and the Conservative Party, despite the fact that it's been Conservative and Labour historically. And I don't know what's going to happen. No one, you know, you can't look a week ahead, let alone 5 years ahead. But I think it's naive and basically stupid of Conservative MPs to think they're just going to walk.
You do have the ear of a lot of MPs here, Nadine. Have you heard any big names actually confess to you that they would consider joining Reform?
No.
Would you?
No. Most Conservative MPs actually see Reform as the absolute enemy.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, not a lot of them are very complimentary about.
Would you consider it, Nadine?
Lee Anderson. So, you know, I'm on. If there was no Conservative Party, I would. And let's see what happens to the Conservative Party. I'm right of centre. So whoever best represent my views. But, you know, I've been a Conservative all of my life. So it's, for me, it's the Conservative Party and Conservative principles. I've always said, you know, Boris Johnson won an 80-seat majority because he straddled the policy spectrum. He had net zero and he had levelling up. At the same time, he has Brexit and other right-wing policies. You can't, if you could win a government on either the left or just the right, either Corbyn or Nigel Farage would have been Prime Minister a long time ago. You don't win power by being in a narrow, focused position. You have to have something for everybody at the same time as you project your vision and your message as being right of centre. Boris did that in a very clever way because he's an amazing communicator. And I'm afraid Nigel, I think, is too far over to the right, and so are Reform. Now, I think what Nigel's trying to do is represent Trump. I think he's trying to, sorry, not represent, replicate what Trump has done in the States. But the British aren't American, and British politics is not US politics. I don't think it's that kind of.
Have to go, Nadine. This is the book.
Yep.
I've read it. It's extraordinary. Nadine Dorries, Downfall, The Self-Destruction of the Conservative Party. It's another bestseller.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.